Okay, here we go. Okay, okay. I found it. Red Riding Hood, 2011.
Red Riding Hood. Yes, 2011.
Or, as I accidentally named it in the calendar, Red Rising Hood.
Change approved.
Change approved.
Change approved.
Is it redeemable?
Okay, so I forgot that this is the same director as Twilight, which would explain a lot of my notes.
This explains everything. What's her name?
Right, we open up on some landscapes. Amanda.
No.
Oh, no, the director?
Catherine.
Catherine Hardwick.
Beautiful landscapes. Very Twilight.
Lovely, snowy. There's a castle. Mm-hmm. We're very like, ooh, do-do-do-do-do-do. It goes into a village, which is a flashback. Tiny little kid. Off to go get some water.
Pants.
Which, in pants, great. And yeah, so we just see her and her bestie catch a rabbit to eat. There's some voiceover. Yes. It's her in the past.
He is wearing...
Establishing her relationship with Peter. She's called Valerie?
Okay, so about 5 pages into the notes, I was like, aha, her name is Valerie. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Peter cool. is wearing black. He is obviously a bad boy. I'm concerned about the age gap. He seems a bit too older to be hanging out with her.
I was just generally concerned that that seemed to be a 7-year-old girl, and there was like an awful lot of like,
mm-hmm.
wink, wink, nudge, yep. nudge in that tiny little scene, so, which I didn't like, and I don't think it needed. No.
But they catch the rabbit, and it cuts away before it shows who kills the rabbit, because we're somehow that's important later. It actually is important later for stupid reasons.
So we're now 10 years on. Here we go. And we see Peter is all grown up. He is still wearing black and he has fabulous hair.
He does have fabulous hair. He's got a jaw. He's not my favorite actor in this movie.
No, he's not my favorite, but... In my early 20s, this would have been right up my alley.
There are some scenes later between him and the guy that plays Henry. That there was one where I wrote, woof, the dialogue, this dialogue. Oh, my gosh.
So she comes, he's chopping wood, he's at work. He's a wood chopper.
Yes.
Man.
A wood chopper man.
Just like, her, also, so is her dad.
Who is?
Good, honest.
Dad from,
Billy
dad
Burke!
From Twilight.
Dad from Twilight, sans mustache.
I have referred to him now as Hot Dad.
I love him. I absolutely love him. And I am unabashedly a Twilight lover, and I think he was the best thing in it.
He's so great.
He's so good.
Yeah.
So here we find out a lot. We find out that she is engaged to a person named Henry, who we have not met yet. And they... Her and Peter are gonna want to run away together. They almost do.
Close.
There's some sexiness amongst the leaves. He does that thing where he touches your ribs.
Okay, that's
I'm
a
fine.
Thing.
And then there's a gong. There's a gong of despair and doom, and everybody knows that this means the wolf. There's been a wolf sighting or attack or something wolf.
Town is so besotted whatever by wolves that it has a special wolf gong. I don't think at this point,
but not just regular wolves,
werewolves. Do we know werewolves. It's werewolves right now? Cool.
Yes, it's the werewolf gong.
I knew that. Yes,
tis the werewolf gong. And they so the village lore is that they have like a peace treaty and like nothing's happened in years. And it's like, if they do something,
they got to give the pigs
and like
to the wolf.
Right. Right. If they do that every, however long, everything's fine. And they're holding up their end and yet there is an attack.
I have to say, so the gong gongs and they're like, no, we cannot run away on these two conveniently placed horses that were just hanging out. Let's go to the village and see what's going on. And they are going through these hay bales that had these like blue flowers in them. And I don't think that's like a thing, but it looked really pretty.
The only thing I can think of is that they put them there.
I feel like that's, I don't, maybe to ward away evil spirits. Maybe it's some kind of pest control. I don't know.
They're also at the end. Okay.
Yes. Are you confused
about what time of year it is.
I think this is
because there's these beautiful spring flowers coming out of these hay bales. Yes. She just had a romp in the leaves, and then it's also snowing. And has been snowing for a while.
Okay, may I posit a theory? The flowers are dried? Don't give me that face. She's giving me a face. There's a face. The flowers are dried, okay? And, the flowers are dried. That's all I'm going to say about that. And it's fall.
Okay,
on
great.
On the cusp of winter. Winter.
Okay, so we've got leaves and...
Quote, with totally real snow. Look, it's a movie.
Yeah, this whole thing has... a look of a set.
Totally. It's a soundstage, and it's very obvious.
Which sometimes I don't mind. And other times, if I don't know what the difference is when I'm willing to be like, yeah! And when I'm willing to be like, did they not give you enough budget?
Yeah.
You just did Twilight. Like,
maybe they didn't. I don't know.
Something was just off. I don't know if it's like in the way it's processed or.
Well, to find out that.
You can usually.
To find out that information, we would have to pay for the paid version of IMDb that tells us how much money. And I'm not doing that. Also, then I'd have to Google.
No, I'm just going to wildly speculate. Yeah. So we go running into the hay bales.
We do.
Her sister's dead. Her sister got attacked by the werewolf.
Blood everywhere. I can't really see a wound, but there's blood.
She has a big scratch down the front of her.
I'm so observant.
But don't worry, it didn't touch her face. However, she's laying on her back, but I don't know how that scratchy scratch on the front equated the amount of liquid coming out of her back.
Well, it's a scratchy scratch on her face. So saith you, I don't know.
Not on her face. On her chest.
Oh,
down her
maybe
torso.
Maybe it's because she was also. Yeah. I'm gonna say it's because she's wearing like a pinkish dress, and I didn't see. Yes, that's why I didn't see it. But the blood's going like backwards. I don't know. I think we need to get a blood splatter analyst in here. Yes,
that's right. That's what we need. At any rate, she's. You know what? This actually does bring up a good point. I can't remember what the rating is on this film,
it should have been.
They need to be dainty.
It should have been more.
I think they should have bumped it up, because if they had bumped it up, and I don't even really like a ton of blood and horror and guts and everything, but like, I do think this, if they had bumped it up one
PG,
it might have. Okay. They could have PG-13 this gone a little
that
harder.
That explains a lot.
Like, it does explain, right? So, okay. So this turns out to be her big sister. And then everyone's like, why did she go into the haystacks at Wolf Night Moon party. So everybody's kind of baffled by that. And so we bring her body back to the house, and all the women are doing women.
Yeah, they're having like a little clean up her body. It's just in the house. I liked this house set. I thought it was
from
my limited knowledge of how people lived in the quote unquote medieval times. We'll talk about it. It's just a house.
This is supposed to be 1300.
Yeah, was it? Okay. It's just a house with like a loft for them to sleep in, and everything's all in one room. And I liked it, because often in fairy tale movies, they'll have like houses. And it's like, well, people of that stat. Yeah.
And even though it was like better lit than it probably would have been, this is clearly a fantasy. But also, you always think it's night when they're in there, and then they walk out in the middle of the day, and you're like, it would be that dark.
At one point, someone's like, we have to do something before the sun sets. And I was like, oh, it's not already nighttime? Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. A quote. My favorite Rotten Tomatoes quote about this movie was from movies.com, Gray Drake. Hope I'm saying that right. Yep. This movie is just a lot of people staring at each other by the light of a fire. And about halfway through, I was like, yep, that's what this is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And there they are, staring by each light of a fire again.
Oh, my God. So good.
Her mom is Virginia frickin' Madsen, who was the original Princess Irulan in Dune, which is where I recognize her from. My introduction to Dune was the terrible, horrible movie from the 80s. And then I read the books and was like, wow, this movie is horrible. But the movie has a special place in my heart because of how beautiful it is. And she's like the little head that pops up, and she's like, I'm narrating now, and disappearing. Wait, I forgot to tell you something. It's pretty great. We could do that movie eventually because some people really
hate
it.
I've never seen it.
It's very long. I like it.
I've heard it is long. Yeah. I have seen a lot of stuff from it. Yeah. And I've not read the books either. So this would be very fun.
The new one, obviously, is... Anyway, we're not going to get into it because we mm-hmm. I love Dune.
Because of the reasons.
Okay.
I know
her.
You do. I know.
So I love her. Her hair in this movie is amazing.
Okay, everybody is very clean.
Oh, yeah.
And they
have all their teeth.
There's a lot of... They have all their... There's a lot of makeup, but mostly you notice it on the older women. Which I thought was an interesting choice. Like, obviously the young girls are wearing some makeup, but, like, it's pretty subtle for this type of movie.
Yes, it is not as bad as I have seen it in some movies where you're just like, there's not a smoky eye. It was not a thing in 1300.
No.
What are you doing?
No.
There is the great...
Yeah, there was an awful lot of very groomed eyebrows, but they were pretty, you know...
Everyone's hair is just out. Those whores.
Out for days. But they had braids, and it was very...
The train.
Oh, it's the train.
It's the train.
So we're still at the death house.
Yes.
They're cleaning her up, and then her friends are there. I thought they were more of her sisters, but
no,
they're not.
No, me too.
Her friends.
And then... Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and then they kind of talk about, like, why she might have been out there, and they're like, oh, maybe she was meeting...
Henry.
And then this is when Val finds out that her sister, Lucy...
Yeah, sure.
Might have had it real bad for Henry, but Henry didn't have it real bad for her. But Henry and Val have just gotten the thing. But Val doesn't want to marry Henry. She wants to marry Peter.
But Val's mom.
But then she was just like, "Oh, God."
Wants her to marry Henry because Henry is rich.
Yes.
He's a blacksmith. We'll talk about
He's a blacksmith. and her mom has, like, you know, regrets about marrying her dad.
We'll get into it.
So here comes Henry and his dad, Adrian, apparently. I don't know why I wrote that down or where I wrote
that's
it.
Not, that's a dumb name to be in 1300.
I don't know. they come in. Henry seems like pretty okay guy.
He does. I said Henry seems nice,
cute.
Question mark.
Yeah, he seems nice. What's his damage? Maybe we'll find out later. I mean, for the most part, he's just kind of a teenage boy with, like, 2000 sensibilities. But even at that, he's pretty
decent. Not that bad.
So Henry seems to be an okay kind of guy.
Every once in a while, he gets a little angry, but, you know.
Yeah, and then they... I have to say, though, that, like, this love triangle here, they're all about the same age.
Whereas before...
Good
for
them.
Yes. So that's good.
That's nice. They all seem about, you know, I think at one point they say she's 16, but I don't know if they list the other guys' names, but they all look to be about 19 to me. 19,
cool,
20.
Cool. 16. Great. Good.
So
great.
Yeah. She's supposed to be
For
16.
For the love of God.
You know, there's a thing.
Oh
about
my gosh.
Age.
Okay.
Okay. So now we're in a tavern.
Yes. We're in a tavern. The Kens are kenning.
The Kens are kenning, and I have it's got a real Kill the Beast vibe in here. And then, like, three lines down, someone kill the beast.
So they go off into the mountains. There's some emotional goodbyes. Mm-hmm. She and Peter are, like, in a doorway, and apparently no one can see them in a doorway, but everyone could have totally seen them.
No,
it's fine.
It's a secret doorway.
And then Henry gives her a fancy bracelet.
Yes.
No one is wearing mittens. It has now snowed. There is a gaggle of men going off into the frickin' mountains, where from the wide angle shots look to be just like these wintry mountains. No one's wearing like...
It's like the Fellowship of the Rings, but they're all out there in their shirt sleeves. What's happening?
Put on some gloves. Maybe wear like a fur. What is nobody's breath is breathing? It's oh man, yeah.
I got to give it to them. They all only had one outfit, which was probably pretty historically accurate, but they would have had some sort of something to put on over top.
They would have had like
the fucking
a fur,
mountains.
You know, something.
Something died at some point. You're gonna put that on.
And then at
on.
One point, one of the guys there is just like a montage of them going through the woods, and one guy's like, he's like blowing on his hands, and I'm like, what's the actual actor? Like, Jesus Christ, it's cold out here. Give me some mittens.
And Peter is really bad too because he always does that thing where, you know, you wear your cape just over the
one shoulder
over the
Why?
One.
Why would
so because just one one naked arm, just, well, not, but shirt sleeves just out. I'm like, oh my God, everybody, you're so cold.
It's winter.
Why are you so cold?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so hang on. Okay. I don't know where I am in my
I did
notes.
Write down Amanda follows them, because at this point I hadn't caught her name. And they stop. They make a little stop at Grandma's cottage. Her dad is saying goodbye to Grandma.
Mm-hmm. Did we say when they were in, Peter and Val were in the secret doorway, that he did that thing where he, like, jerkily is like, I don't want to be with you?
Oh, yeah, no, he did that. Yes.
Because her mom was like, step back. Think of her.
Blacksmiths make more money in this town that doesn't have money, I guess.
That's the one.
I mean, I suppose you have more goods from blacksmithing.
Yeah.
Blacksmithery.
Guess so. How many? Yeah. Anyway, sorry. So that's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now, I guess for her own good. Bella.
But then he, like, stepped off in a, he stepped off in a jerky way. It was like, oh no, oh no, he did that thing. I'm so angsty.
He's angsty. He wears black. Head to toe.
Yeah. He wears...
He's angsty.
Including black hair dye.
What? That was not his natural.
Yep.
Huh. So weird. Grandma is played by...
I'm like...
Let's see here.
Some fabulous
She's fabulous.
Bitch.
It's Julie Christie.
Great.
Okay, so Julie Christie is... One moment. Imidibibida. What movies would you recognize her from? She's from Dr. Zhivago, obviously. You probably haven't seen Dr. Zhivago. That's where I know her from. She has been in... I find it hard to believe she's only been in 54 movies. She was Madame Rosmerta in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Okay, good.
Anyway, Azkaban. She's been doing movies since like the 70s, the 60s, since the 60s. Yeah.
Okay. This woman knew what
she
the assignment
knew
was.
What movie she was freaking in. Her and Gary Oldman could just, they kind of.
Yeah.
Amanda's good too. She's got big eyes. Oh, wow. Sorry, my hair just flew up in the air. She's got big eyes.
Yeah, her eye. Yeah. She looks stunning.
I love
this.
Her.
Oh, wait. Okay. A moment. Okay. So as much as it's always fun to tease costumes in these kind of movies when it's like, that's not practical. There are some moments where you get some really close-up things. And they've got hand-done eyelets in there. And stuff like, there's some like really nice stuff happening in these costumes because it is a fantasy too. So it's everything's very clean.
Yeah, I think.
But it's like,
Madame.
There's some fun stuff.
Madame Lazar. There was this one woman who was like, when they were getting the body ready to bury, she had like a 1700s front on her dress, and that was odd.
It's like, that's Henry's mom.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I was very confused by where that piece of clothing came from, but overall,
I mean, she's rich, so she's also
a time traveler.
She could also go into mourning attire, apparently.
She just time traveled to the late 1600s, early 1700s, and grabbed a stomacher and then came back.
That's the one. Grandma's house is very cool, and the trees coming up to it have like huge thorns coming out of them instead of like lower branches that broke off.
I loved this set.
So cool. And then like her stairway going up is like a big old log on a diagonal that's been like
so I love this house.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, it's like, fuck that village. I'd live in that house too.
This is where she gets the red cloak.
Yes, Grandma has made her the red cloak. It was supposed to be a wedding present that she made for her. She also comes out with this lovely saying, which I think I'm going to put on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
All sorrows are less with bread.
Carbs for the win.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's true.
Hells yes. Unless you're me, and then I get a lot of sorrows when
that's
I eat bread.
But all sorrows.
But I appreciate the
are
sentiment.
More with bread.
Are more with bread. yeah. Okay.
Ooh,
all right. So then we're back.
Ooh. Huh? I'll go.
Hi.
I have to say, it's a blood moon. Okay. That's it. I just say.
Yes.
We're back.
So the blood moon is like a 3-day long thing, which is like the bulk of this movie is over this 3-day period. And this is when the werewolf can turn somebody.
Yes, it will be explained later by Sir Gary.
Yeah.
The logistics, the lore.
Yeah.
As you will.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we go back to the hunting party.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone into a cave. There's some very cool drumming, wonging kind of music that I was into, because it was very like disorienting and sounded like it was bouncing off the walls of this cave that they were kind of going through. So I thought that was kind of cool. Then they sort of decide they're going to split up. So that's
why?
Great. And then, I don't know. So someone can die faster, I suspect. So they pull that classic thing. Then we quickly we flash back to town, where we have a Jesus guy. I never catch his
Father.
Name.
Father. Father Auguste. August? August.
Great.
Father Luke Hawes. Lucas. Oh, I can't say any names today.
Anyway, I really like this guy, and I always think that I've seen him in more stuff, but I actually haven't. I just recognize his face
a lot.
But he's pretty cool. So he's like, he goes and he hides in his church. Then we're back in the cave.
Back in the cave.
And all of a sudden, two people have been nommed to death by the wolf.
Yes. They.
Yeah.
We don't see them get the wolf, but they do kill this wolf.
No. Yes. And rather importantly to the plot, it's Henry's dad that died.
Which I didn't know till they were parading his body later. And there was Henry. I was like, oh, it's Henry's dad. Okay.
Yeah.
But we go back. We quickly after it's like wolf attack, wolf attack, wolf attack. Back to town. Party? Is that the sequence of events?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Val comes back into town with the shaky cam following
her.
Then we're in the tavern, and she goes into the tavern. We're like, what's all this noise about? And they've got the wolf head on a stick.
Regular wolf.
And everyone's like, woo!
We did it.
And then it's like, clong, bring out your dead, coming back around. And Adrian's body is in the thing with the crying mom. And then there's like this really uncomfortable
eye contact.
I thought
maybe she was a witch and casting a curse, and I was excited about that.
I did it!
No.
I was like, ooh, this is going to mean something.
She's just like, how dare you have gone on this... All the men just decided, and that's why it happened. Who are you going to blame? The man that went into the cave to get the wolf. I'm fine.
I know. It was a bit odd. I was like, what? Why? Yeah, I also thought something more was going to come from that. But it didn't. So then we also see Claude here, who is, I thought, Valerie's younger brother, but is not. It's one of her friend's younger brothers.
Because they're
both
gingers, you see.
And yeah, I guess. And he's peering in the window. People are like, no, Claude, don't look. And I'm like, what? Why? What's poor Claude?
Poor Claude. That's all I have to say.
That's all I have to say is poor Claude throughout this whole goddamn movie.
Listen, I did think he was going to die and then he didn't. And I'm actually very.
Claude died?
He died? Fuck. What? When?
In the movie.
When in the movie? When did he die? Pauline!
We'll get there.
I thought he
Claude
didn't
dies,
die.
Dude. Nope. Claude dies rather horribly.
God damn it. No, not in the...
It's because it's a PG movie, so everything's off screen.
Okay. Obviously, I'm very good at my job. Oh, shit.
To be fair, I had finished watching this and gotten into bed by the time you started it last night.
Okay. I had to do wigs. I was doing wigs.
I know. You were a busy girl.
Okay.
So then we jump to the forge.
Can I say?
And Val,
Henry is now hotter because of the blacksmithing.
Yeah, because the fire is really warm.
No, like Pauline. in a carnal sense.
It's because he looks like super tall and buff.
I just have this thing for men who can do things.
He's just like
with metal,
pounding out his feelings on the metal. I just got to take a sip of.
A moment for Henry. She talks to him about something.
Oh, he's working through his feelings because he hid from the wolf in the cave when it killed his dad. So he feels like that wasn't manly. And he's just pounding that out. And then he's like, can you go? And she's like, yeah. So she leaves. And then she goes past the morning mom, and I was like, who's that? Who else died? Nope, that's still the dad.
Still the dad. The dad is still dead.
He just looked different.
But her mom, Val's mom, is very upset. And earlier we found out that she had regrets that she didn't marry the man she loved, but she grew to love her real dad or whatever. And guess what?
This is where I started having a lot of fun.
So Val's mom and Henry's dad totally did it. in the past. Ooh.
Ooh. Well, and more than that, it's like they wanted to get together, but they, for whatever reason, that wasn't allowed. I don't know why. Maybe
she's too poor?
Wasn't very high. Maybe. I don't know. There seems to be an awful lot of snobbery in this teeny tiny village.
But that's why. Did Henry know?
But
because Lucy. Lucy? Lisa?
Lucy's the dead girl.
Mm-hmm. Is the daughter.
Is the daughter of Adrian and Suzette. Pulled that out of my ass.
Yeah, that's it.
Lucy really wanted to marry Henry, and she's the older daughter, so really they should have married her off first, but the mom is like, nah, because they are siblings.
Don't do it.
Whew. So I'm really glad she stuck to her guns like, on that one. I'm not gonna
surely
lie.
Do not want this to happen.
Yeah, and then she's like, don't tell your dad.
Okay. To be fair.
So basically she just has a whole bunch of life regrets, and I'm like, oh, that's so sad.
And until the end of the movie, Cesar, the dad, Billy Burke, is very backgroundy. He's just kind of there. Yeah.
Yeah. He's always just there swigging out of his Mickey. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Enter Gary with some super hot knights.
And a horn. He's got like a super armored carriage and an
elephant that will become important later.
Very important later.
He's wearing...
And then finally we get some people of color.
Yes. Who... some of them die.
Yeah. The nameless people of color. Well, and finally I was like, oh, cool, who is this king? Because I forgot Gary Oldman was in this movie. Then I was like, cool, who's this Solomon person that's coming that's going to save everybody? I'm like, oh, yeah, look at all these people of color. Yeah, come save us. And it pops a white guy.
For the love of God.
So close.
Almost. We were so close.
So close. I do love me some Gary Oldman, but like...
He's wearing purple. Yeah. Okay.
He has...
Pauline.
Yes. So please talk about this.
He comes out of his garage. He's all floopy with his purple cape thing. And he says some fancy words. And then two little girls come out of the carriage. And they're all crying. And they're like, oh, no, Dad. Is that the wolf that killed our mom? And he's like, yes. Go. Okay. Goodbye. Puts them in the carriage and they biff off.
Yes.
That was it. That was the whole...
And that's how you do that back plot quickly and dirtily.
But Pauline...
We never see them again.
We never see them again. And he also then also explains that the wolf, he does it anyway.
He does it anyway. That's what I'm saying. Like, those kids didn't need to be there.
Exposition children.
Because that was clunky.
So funny.
It was clunky as hell. You didn't need it
there. It was so
funny.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Battlestar Galactica presents the wolf head. The guy who plays he's Michael Hogan. He's from Battlestar Galactica. I didn't catch his name. He's the Reeve, apparently, but he's in my notes, Battlestar Galactica. So he is like, look, I have this wolf head, and we got the wolf. But no.
Yeah, yeah. And then Gary Oldman's like, that's not your werewolf. And then the mood... The air deflates out of the party, Gary Oldman. But that's okay, because he's going to give us a space lesson.
A space lesson? Okay.
Do you remember the giant space thing he brings out?
Oh.
It's like this huge clockwork.
Right. So, okay, first he goes on about how...
What's that word?
A space thing. I know what you're talking about. Oh, JD will know.
JD, what's the space thing called?
With the moon.
You turn it around. The planets do
and
the
globe
thing.
And you can demonstrate an eclipse
and you're like, oh, this is how the things go around
planetary
he's like a model.
A model. He shows us a space model. Thank you.
Okay. A space model. A model of space.
Okay, before we go in,
I thought it had a word like diorama something.
Apparently not. Okay, before we go back into the pub see the space model, he explains that his wife was the werewolf because he sliced the hand off and the hand turns into his wife's hand. He has got it in a box and he's like, ooh, look at this hand. My question is, how long has this hand been in this box? Why is it not rotting?
Now, is it only the lopped off appendage that is perpetually in youth? Or does the rest of her body somewhere just not corrupting?
Maybe he froze it
It is
and
cold
he's keeping
out.
It. He just always moves to
and
winter's
did,
climbs.
Did, they did seem freshly traumatized. Maybe this happened en route.
Maybe, but then the way he tells the story, it's like, and ever since then, my mission, blah, 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 blah. So I don't know.
Blah, 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 blah. With, yeah, and he has had a lot of time to get, like, godly corrupt
yeah,
man syndrome.
With whatever accent is happening with him.
Oh my God, I have that. Like, what is this accent?
I don't know. It, there was a dialect coach in the credits. Yeah,
I just don't know what
I don't
it
know.
Was.
I don't know.
Was it just to indicate that he wasn't from here?
Sure.
Also, yeah. God bless Gary Oldman's blowout.
Oh my God, I was just
going to
say his hair is fabulous. It's really great.
Wings for
yeah,
days.
Yeah, it was so good. The feathering. Very into it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, Gary Schold.
Oh, that's right. So the space model is to show us the blood moon.
I was confused about how the blood moon happened because there was just this red orb. And then I thought, do they think there's a planet that's in the way? But also at this point in time, did people know the Earth was? I guess maybe Galileo. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
OK, cool.
Yeah, but
cool. It's only recently that we've gone back
common...
to people being like, oh, no, it's flat.
Yeah, that they've just got nothing better to do. This is like you don't have any real problems like a werewolf.
Yeah,
off
come
your
on.
Butt. Then you start.
That's when you start,
start
just
questioning
yeah.
these things.
OK.
But we do, and this is where we get the knowledge that, like, during the blood moon, if they bite you, they'll pass on their
yes.
curse. Only
just
if they bite.
Just during the blood moon.
The wolf is hiding amongst
dun,
you.
Dun, dun.
Mm-hmm, because they just look like a regular person.
They do. Oh, the blood moon is every 13 years. Don't know if that's important, but
oh, great.
That is a thing
okay.
that was said.
Awesome. I missed that part.
All right. So Battlestar Galactica.
That's probably why it's such a big
yeah.
deal. Because it... Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Battlestar Galactica wants okay. to party. So,
yes. Against advice, they throw a rager.
The beast is among us. I know. Let's close the town up so that we're all stuck together. And then that seems safe.
It's fish in
what
a barrel,
the heck?
Isn't it?
So they have their party. I enjoyed this party. I thought, hey, I would go to this party.
This music was
yeah,
awesome.
Sound...
And then they actually had, like, I don't know what they were playing, but they
yeah,
were cool.
Yeah, there was some drummies and some horns. Three guys dressed all in matching outfits that we never see again. That indicate horns
from?
That go up in the air. The horn players.
Doo-dee-doo.
Yes.
Yes, they're great.
Their outfits were cool.
It was awesome.
Very medievally
yeah.
looking. I wonder mm-hmm. if they are in... The credits. No. I'm not seeing any horn blowers here.
What about musicians?
Woodcutter, man in wolf costume.
Man in wolf costume?
Yeah, at this party.
Nope.
Because they've got
yes,
a guy.
Because he starts bugging. Yeah, because her dad's passed mm-hmm. out, puked and passed
yes.
out. And she sends
yeah.
him home.
They've got like three guys dressed up as little pigs. And then a wolf and doing this little pantomime of huffing and puffing and blowing the house down.
Yeah.
It seems like a great party.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Seems like an awesome party. We learn that Claude does some close-up magic.
Which won't come to bite him in later. Nope. Mm-mm.
Nope. Nope. And then we get into some sexy flirty dancing.
So... Peter is dancing with Rose.
Yes, Rose. I don't know that we've ever met Rose.
Yeah.
But she's a whore.
Rose, who I guess he's doing it to make. So he broke up with Valerie, and yet he's trying to make Valerie jealous by dancing with Rose because Peter's a stand-up guy. Is that what's happening?
I think he was dancing with Rose before Valerie even saw him, or before he even saw Valerie. I think somebody was just dancing.
And well, when he saw Valerie, he made
and then
meaningful
he saw
eye contact. And gyrated
and
more.
He was just like, oh, mm-hmm.
I've moved on.
And then
it just bothers
yeah.
me because it's
I don't know if it was I've moved on or more like I've moved on so you don't. I think it's that clumsy push away situation
yeah,
that he did
it
before.
Felt
it's
malicious
a continuance
to me.
Of that. Oh, it's bullshit.
Yeah. So
yeah.
What does she do?
It's so ridiculous. She has a little bit of a lesbian
moment.
So she's
like, you know what boys like? It's when girls sexy dance together. Come, Prudence.
Yes. Yeah, let me just grab Prudence.
Prudence.
For a little light lesbian action.
Grindy grind. So they do that. He gets real upset.
I loved it.
And runs away.
Yeah.
So she follows him. Mm-hmm. And that's when I wrote down, oh, her name is Valerie. That's when I first heard her name.
Yeah, there it is.
And the soundtrack is good. I also wrote down, I do enjoy the soundtrack. Okay.
Yeah, soundtrack's good.
Banging by the fire.
Yeah, we had a little like bang.
But I don't think they actually bang. Like,
they almost bang. The only reason they don't bang is that somebody interrupts them.
Yeah. Henry is watching the almost banging. The banging is interrupted. They're in the hay. Sketch guy goes down doing what he loves. Okay, so the wolf attacks.
Oh, okay. God! All right. This is so good. Okay. Oh, my God. It's okay. Shit's going to hit the fan.
There's this character that we've been seeing.
So good.
He's a guy about town who just kind of like sketches stuff. He's sort of been in the background here and there just sketching things. Gary Oldman arrives. He's sketching it. He's like the town sketcher. So the wolf attacks.
The wolf attacks, all sorts of shit happens, but in the middle of this wolf attack, sketch guy is like, holy fuck, like all these bodies are flying around him and he's sketching.
And then just, you see his hand sketching, the sketchbook flies, and then it gets splattered with blood. And I was like, oh no.
Oh, sketch guy, oh no.
Sketch guy goes down doing what he loves.
That was so
poor
good.
Guy.
And I do. It was intentionally played.
It was
for a
so
laugh
good.
There, like,
oh my god!
But it was just, oh, it was absolute gold. I'm like, please more of that. That was so so good. Oh, this is where I started playing a game. I have wolf guess.
Oh yes, okay.
Now I'm starting to guess who the
my
wolf
first
is.
Guess was grandma.
My first guess was Claude.
Okay. Oh, Claude. Okay.
I have a lot of guesses. and it just changes as you go. I have to say, now that they've the villagers have learned that it's a person amongst geese, now everyone's like, oh, and they start like throwing all this info at you, and it's very much like, oh, you're the killer, yeah. Oh, you're the killer. So it was just sort of like, it's really fun. Like now it starts this, like I started having fun a little bit earlier, and now it just took off for me once I started guessing who everybody was. Because I'm so bad.
So I think Battlestar Galactica is the first to go down. Then I think Sketch Guy's next. Then some random guy.
Then
this woman just gets like thwomped onto the ground. She doesn't even get bit. She just gets like neck broken, chucked.
She gets hurled.
And she was blonde.
Everybody's trying to get to the church for Holy Ground.
Yes, because the vampire. Fuck. The werewolf cannot. The werewolf can't go onto Holy Ground.
Oh, yeah, there's rules. I wrote them down. I don't know where they are.
So I thought, actually, the blonde lady that got chucked on the snow was Valerie for a second, because she's blonde.
I
thought, oh, no. But then, no, it wasn't her. So Roxanne and Valerie get cornered by the werewolf. So Ginger Girl, who's older sister to Claude.
Ginger Girl. Correct.
She gets trapped. They get trapped together. The werewolf starts mind speaking to Valerie, which
telepathy.
Was...
Shh. Is it
it's better.
Is no, a word for
mind
that?
Speaking.
Is that the same thing?
New change approved.
Oh, okay. No, sorry. I thought I said the wrong word.
I have made up.
Okay, so we're mind speaking.
Mind speaking. That's what it is. It's always been that.
No, I'm in.
And
I'm in.
He's the werewolf has human eyes that are brown. So now everyone with brown eyes is a suspect. He has a slight accent. I guess very growly voice.
I think it's a vagueness, a growl.
You're just like rah, me rah, because you killed the bunny. You killed the bunny.
Don't be the bunny.
So because she killed a bunny when she
and
was
he's
little.
Also, he's also mind projecting
he
to
is,
her.
Yes, he.
I think
he shows her visions. You want to get away from here? Let's go away together. And I thought to myself, do it.
Let's
he doesn't
go.
Want to eat
get
you. This
here.
Is much more exciting life going off and living with a werewolf in the wilderness, or like maybe you can get a big werewolf in the big city. I don't know. Missed opportunity,
Valerie. And the fantasy her that's like walking with who I thought was Peter because he was
Me
in black.
Too.
So they're like, kind of like, it's a drone shot from above, but her, in this sort of fantasy sequence, her cloak is like, I don't know, 25 foot long. It's very cool.
A performative cloak.
A performative cloak.
It's great.
Okay. So then I've got a wolf guess, red herring, Peter.
Yeah.
Or actual Peter, Black Wolf. Peter wears black. Peter and the Wolf.
Well, the minute that his name was Peter, I was like, "Is he the Wolf?" Because his name's Peter.
Is he the Wolf? Because his name is Peter and he's wearing black. But that was just—it was cute watching my mind go.
Yeah, Peter. My only big guesses were Peter, obviously Henry, obviously Grandma. Those were my big guesses. I had actually never thought Claude.
Yeah.
Because I thought,
Yeah.
His billing is very low.
His billing is quite low. But I also had, does the bracelet make her talk to the werewolf? No. So does that mean it's Henry or Peter?
Just, no.
You know what I mean? Did Henry slap that bracelet on her so they could communicate?
I'm just picturing one of those 90s slap bracelets.
That's...
Ka-chow!
That's not what it is. So then the wolf goes away. And Roxanne and her are like, oh, God. And they're like, you know, getting to safety. And she's like, don't tell anybody I can speak to this wolf. They'll think I'm a witch.
What?
Which actually is a really cool
It's a valid concern.
Valid concerns. Yeah. And it's like Gary Oldman, the Jesus nut, is in town. And he's like ready to shank somebody.
He
so this
wants
is a
to
good
do
call.
All the shankings. He does do a shanking later on.
Yeah.
They have a...
And then I also thought the Jesus guy...
Oh,
might
that
be the
Gary
wolf.
Might be the wolf.
No. Jesus
guy.
Oh, Father Quince's pickle. Father Auguste might be the wolf, and that the rule that they can't step over the holy is just not
BS.
True.
Yeah. But then you start seeing wolf and person at the same time, and you're like, well, can't be Henry, because later on.
Yeah.
They have a little sleepover in the church because, wolf can't go there. And they have some more background about anyone could be the wolf. Now you know that you didn't actually kill the wolf. Every generation is more potent than the one before.
Yeah, it's like
you will know them because there will be strange smells.
What kind of strange smells?
Musky smells.
In the 1300s.
There's a lot of smells that happen in this movie.
Like wet dog.
Okay, so one night they go out and are assessing the damage, picking up the dead bodies. One of the knights is still alive. It's the captain's brother.
Yeah.
Who is just billed as captain's brother. No name. Captain also, no name. Captain and captain's brother. He's been bit, so he has to get stabbed. And captain is a bit upset about this, as you can imagine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so this is where we know you're bitten in the blood moon, blah 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 blah. My handwriting is very messy. One moment, please.
Peter comes to ask Val to go away with him again.
Oh, yes, he does, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, no, because then she's like, they're looking at each other through the peephole, and she's like, he's also got brown eyes. Spoiler, everyone in this village is wearing brown contacts.
Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, except her. So it's like, that's... You know, not exactly the thing, but she's now starting to be like onto people.
So there's a lot of staring over fires, across fires, eyes now.
Yeah.
That is going to become a major part of this movie, is just a lot of suspicious staring. Her mom got scratched.
Grandma's here.
Yeah. Grandma's here because her mom got scratched. It's not a bite, though, so she's not going to turn into a werewolf.
Yeah. No. So we're okay. And Grandma is being real shady and creepy.
She's being weird. Which... to me is weird because we'll talk about it later, hopefully, when the reveal is revealed.
And then here I have wolf guess grandma.
I wolf guessed grandma the minute she lived out in her own little village, her own little cabin. I was like, grandma's a wolf.
Grandma's a wolf. I also at some point in here do guess the correct.
Oh, I did not.
Werewolf.
Yeah, I did not.
I don't know how much that counts because I apparently guessed almost the entire cast.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
She goes to get clean water for her mom's wound after she and grandma have a very dodgy discussion about the wolf and how the wolf talked to her. And you think grandma's going to be like, you are really a wolf or a witch or something. I was really hoping for her to be a werewolf herself. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. I mean, almost.
Almost. Real close.
So Claude is in the tower. Claude's not been seen. this whole time. Yes. He is in the tower, which apparently is suspicious. And Gary Oldman, a.k.a. I don't know what his name is, religious guy.
Solomon.
Has decided that because he did that close-up magic trick and that there was a devil on the card, then he must be a witch of some kind. And we must pop him into this elephant.
Because
Ginger,
this poor kid is acting not what they would consider normal.
Yes, and Claude is,
and he's doesn't have a lot of speech.
Yeah, Claude is sort of portrayed as a simple sort of person who doesn't he doesn't talk lots, and he's quite probably, I would say, age wise maybe like 17.
Yeah, he looks to be a teenager.
But he sort of acts a little bit more like a young child. So,
yeah.
Back in the day, that probably would be considered some kind of, I don't know, demon possession, maybe.
Something.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
So not they just to make excuses for Solomon's behavior.
No, not at all. And the, so, yeah, so they chuck him in the belly of the elephant. And it's just one, it's one of those ancient bull devices that may or may not have actually existed.
Yeah, which I sound terrible. So you just light a fire underneath and you cook a person inside. And
cook alive.
So gross.
Yeah. He does not survive this girl.
No, he does.
No, he just ends up on a haystack.
He's dead on the haystack?
He's dead on the haystack.
I thought he was alive on the haystack.
Okay, maybe he was alive haystack.
He was alive on the haystack.
Just saying, we never see him again, and she just bawls over him.
Maybe he's just resting. But hold on, he's gonna come back. He wasn't.
I'm so sorry.
If he would have died from that, he would be like all burnt and stuff. I go, no, wait, the movie's PG.
Yeah, we don't see anything.
No. I'm very upset.
I could be wrong, but I interpreted that as
Claude I've decided died. Claude is alive. And right. He is just reading a book in the haystack.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great.
She was petting him to get him to come back to wake up again.
So now we have a witch trial.
Well, okay. So Claude's sister, Roxanne, goes to Solomon and offers herself to him, offers money to him. He's like, no. And then she says, I know a witch, which he, of course, is interested in because why wouldn't you be? Yeah. Because
this is in order to get her brother Claude back, who she doesn't know is already dead.
He's totally alive, Pauline. He made it. He survived.
Now that's why it hits. That's why it hits harder when she sold out her friend. and they're like, yeah,
fuck.
We totally gave you Claude back, and it's just his body.
All right. Okay. God damn it.
I'm so sorry. I'm pretty damn sure he's dead. So let's go. I'm
so mad. Okay. So.
We're at the witch.
Yes. Trial. And apparently, because she can run fast. And speak.
And climb trees.
And speak to wolves. She must be a witch.
And more importantly, speak to the wolf. They're like, she's a witch. And they're like, do you deny it? She's like, no.
Not really, no.
Not more power to her. She's
like, fuck, whatever.
Yeah. And then they're like, wait, are you saying the werewolf's going to leave everybody alone if you just go with him? She's like, yes, that is exactly what I'm saying. They're like, well, let's just do that then.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, great.
Sure. It seems like a pretty good deal to me, actually.
This whole production about like putting a shame mask on her and then like parading her through the town, slapping her onto this thing and then chaining her to it. And I'm just like, just kick her outside of the walls.
Just be like, bye. Close the doors.
Bye, bitch. And like out there, why do we need this production? But I guess because they wanted to try and kill the
shame.
Wolf.
Shame. Oh, yes, that is true. They're like, we'll use you as bait. She's wolf bait now.
Now that I think that's
so
through.
she's all locked up. Henry and Peter are in cahoots. They're going to try and save her. This is where I wrote down, the dialogue.
Oh,
if you're the wolf,
the
I'll kill you. Same to you then. Ugh. Like, it's just...
you're also going to die.
It was bad. It was bad.
Yeah, I appreciated the sentiment of them being like, okay, all shit aside, let's just go get her out of this pickle. But yeah, it was bad.
Grandma goes to the jail to give her some food and stuff and is just kind of talking about some strategies to get her free. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that the guard came along. Grandma passes this package of stuff to the guard. Make sure she gets this. Yeah. The guard takes a bite out of the apple for Valerie and Grandma just whacks it out of his head and is like,
put it out of his head.
I was like, yeah, Grandma. And then the movie becomes about Grandma being the detective for a little bit. I was like,
yes, oh, this is a good movie. So then she goes over to Henry, brings him some baking.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, eat this. And he's like, okay. And so then he has some. And then she starts grilling him.
Yeah. She thinks he's the wolf. He thinks she's the wolf. She's like, I don't think you're the wolf. I think you're the, hang on. She's like, I think you're the wolf. And you're trying to make it that I'm the wolf. I see what you're doing. Bye. She takes off.
Yeah, but he also smells the wolf. Her. On
he's
her.
Like wolf smell okay
because there's a breeze you actually see it come through and like waft the raggy things and then he's like that's the smell of the wolf that I smelled that time that my dad died which was just a regular wolf but let's not get into that
oh my god well maybe the werewolf was there and he had the okay werewolf was there werewolf had wolf as pet and was like go pet wolf and do my bidding
okay, that could be true yep
she goes home and opens up a trunk
I think it's night, it's still day nope it's that thing where it's you don't know
because inside it's just dark
so now we go we're back in town and the plans are brewing so like Peter has like very quickly at some point talked to Billy Burke and was just like I really love your daughter and I want to marry her so
bad cahoots with us
help me get her out
cahoots
and so Henry and Peter and Charisse, what's his name?
It is spelled
Kaiser.
C-E-S-A-I-R-E. Cesare?
Cesar?
I don't know.
Billy Burke.
Hot dad.
Goes along with this. He's like, yeah, I'm in. So they sort of sneakily it's all very Robin Hood Prince of Thieves. They sprinkle out this
alcohol trail.
Liquid flamage. Mm-hmm. Great alcohol.
And then, well, he's a lush,
and
so you know.
They're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna create basically a smoke bomb while we pick the lock to get her out of here. It's all very cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Prudence hates her now for some reason. Oh yes, Prudence comes up. We get this shot of Valerie's eyeballs being all big in the little wolf mask they put her in for shame.
Mm-hmm.
Prudence has decided that she hates her.
Well, she tells her that Roxanne has forgiven her. Or Roxanne begs for her forgiveness and forgiveness, blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, but I don't. I think you're the wolf. You've always said you're so pretty. And fuck you, girl. And I was like, oh.
Because if there's anything women do consistently, it is hate other women because they're pretty.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to kick you while you're down.
Oh, my God. That's why I hate
really
you,
ridiculous.
Pauline. Obviously.
Oh.
My camera just
obviously
went way out of focus.
That's why I hate you.
Hello. Okay.
I don't know. Hey, you're back. Yeah. So they've left her out as a sacrifice. Peter starts the fire.
There is a lot of dramatic zooming that I thought was of note before the fire starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, things start happening. Yeah. And then they're all like, what's happening?
Sorry, no, continue.
And then there's a ton of smoke. there's a ton of smoke. And then, like, Henry comes from behind, and he's, like, hiding behind her, and he's got, like, two chopsticky things. He's trying to pick these rocks. And he's like, yeah. And he gets the one, and then he's struggling with the other one. And then, like, Father What's-His-Pickle is up there, and he's just like, oh, no, he's going to shoot Henry. So then he's like, stop. And then Gary Oldman shanks him.
He shanked a priest.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, so rude. So then I was like, well, I guess he's not the wolf.
Yeah, I guess not.
Then, guess
that eliminates Peter as the wolf. Nope, because the wolf's not there.
The wolf's not there. Because they get Peter and they put him in the elephant.
Also, he can't be the wolf because Gary Oldman has silver fingernails.
Gary Oldman
can't
be
the wolf. Yeah.
That's what
silver
right?
fingernails.
Yeah. So he has these singer fingernails. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then while everybody's like, oh shit, and running around like chickens with their heads cut off, the women are in the background bailing the fucking fire.
Maybe we should save our town from burning down.
Does anybody else notice this? Henry gets shot with an arrow. And then she's like, helps him. They're limping to get to the church because here the werewolf is coming. They let him in, but they won't let her in. Mm-hmm. Them being Gary Oldman and his goons.
And somewhere in here is where I wrote down, this movie is a lot of people staring at each other over fires.
Yeah. And then the werewolf is the werewolf shows up, and then I have Wolf Guess Peter.
Could be.
Yeah, right. Yep. And then I said, and then my next note is, oh snap, Gary Oldman's hand. Yeah.
Wolf ka-chows his hand off. It flaps into the snow.
Yep. And then he falls back into the holy ground. So his person is still okay, but
his hand
is super not okay. Yeah. And then
she's standing at the gate to the little church area. And the wolf is right there. And I wrote down, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Because basically that's what that scene is. He's like, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Then I think, is it Prudence that chucks herself in front? They do this I Am Spartacus kind of moment. Roxanne is the starts. And they're like, no, you're going to have to come through us. Which, you know, because they're on the holy ground, he can't get in there. Otherwise, he'd tear them all apart and just take her.
He does put his right paw over the threshold and it burns it.
It burns.
Yeah.
And I wrote down, shut up, and then, Gary.
Yeah.
He decides that we're going to now burn Valerie. Woo. Valerie.
He chucks her head first against some grave post thing and she kind of passes out. Yep. It's pretty rude.
And then
she has a dreamy sequence. She has a dreamy
Captain
sequence.
Has his revenge.
Yes,
Gary
he gonna does.
Die.
Because Gary gonna Gary die because by Gary's own rules,
he got bit
in a red blood moon. Yeah, during a blood moon, and so he's gotta die. So that was quite nice.
Captain
and
has been waiting.
He did do that sort of like, oh, my intentions situation.
Okay.
But so he's dead.
Good.
Great. And then we Val has another sort of dream sequence, which I can't remember what it is because I didn't write it down. But then she gets
Pauline.
Do you remember it? Yeah, I might have been too engrossed. What was it? Oh,
Pauline. She's in bed at her grandma's house, sleeping in bed with her grandma. She turns
over
to her grandma and says, Grandma, what big eyes you have. What big ears you have. All the better to hear you with. What big teeth you have. Nom, nom, nom. And then she wakes up.
Nom, 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 nom. And then she actually wakes up.
So that was hilarious.
Good shit. Yeah. I kind of loved it. I was like, and it was like this weird sort of Vaseline-y feeling. Yeah. It was very cool. I loved it. But she wakes up and she's actually in bed at her own home. And she's like, I got to go to grandma's. Yeah. Puts on her cloak. Off she goes to grandma's house.
All right. So Henry is going to go out and do some more hunting before she goes to grandma's house.
Oh, wait. We forgot a very important thing.
Oh, the elephant is open. Peter has obviously escaped.
The elephant has been busted open. Peter has escaped. But nobody knows where Peter is. Also, before Valerie left town, she did a sort of bowy, kneely thing to the church before she headed out.
And she's like, hey, Henry, I will kiss you just on the neck. To say goodbye to you.
That's as far as she
could. Yeah, I know. And I was like, well, it's because he's so tall.
Being married to a very just tall man.
onto the neck.
It's as far it's as so I funny. Can reach.
Not sure why she did that. Because, like, she... maybe a thank you for saving me that one time. I'll kiss you on the neck. Mm-hmm.
Well, and for people working together and good luck. And it doesn't mean she doesn't, like him as a person or appreciate what he's doing.
Yeah.
I guess.
So she's on her way to Grandma's, and it's very snowy. No one's wearing mittens still. Thought I'd put that in there.
It's the great mitten shortage of 1300.
Yeah, must have been tough times.
It's dark times.
Yeah.
Peter catches up to her in the woods. And she's like, holy shit! And is his hand black or has he found one glove?
His hand is blackened.
Could you?
I think it has to do with being in the fiery, smoky, burny elephant. Okay. Even though it wasn't on fire when he's in there, there's probably the ashes of a bunch of burnt people. Well, you know, if Claude had died, he'd
dead
be burnt.
Claude. Yeah, but PG.
Claude is alive. I'll die on this mountain. So,
long live Claude.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So she suspects he is the wolf. And she stabs him. Yeah. Because
this is a very shanky
because his
movie.
Hand is black, and she's like, oh no, it's the same hand that got Bernie burned. You must be the wolf.
Yeah. And she's got fear now. She's very fearful.
Understandably so.
So she runs the last of the little bit way into grandma's house.
Grandma's voice is definitely.
Grandma's been smoking 40 a day.
Yeah. So grandma's behind the thing. She says, have some stew. Mm-hmm. Soup that looks.
She called
I
that
don't
soup.
Know. It was gross.
Did we ever find out what
I feel
that
like
was?
That was grandma because spoiler.
Oh, fuck.
Her dad is dressed as grandma behind the curtain.
Yeah.
It's her dad.
Wait, don't we see grandma's body?
I don't know. I thought Claude was alive. Claude is alive. Me.
And grandma's not in that porridge pot.
Definitely
no
not.
No Siri Bob.
Okay.
Nope.
It is evil monologue time from dad.
Yes.
There's a lot of talk of smells.
Oh, because he's the wolf.
Oh, yes. He's the wolf. Yes.
Which I did guess earlier, but I didn't want to spoil it.
I did guess. I did not guess it. But when it was revealed, I was like, yeah, it makes sense. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. The only reason that I dismissed him out of the way was because I thought, like, when he was like, come with me, in my head, I took that
as a romantic
thing.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason that I backed off that.
And so Henry smelled the wolf earlier on with the waft of wind with Grandma because he was stalking and he was just around. So that's why he smelled the wolf.
But they did that nice little flashback there from like a slightly different angle to show that he was there. I like that. That was
pretty cool. So that's explained. That's nice. He's got this evil monologue about how he somehow got Lucy to go out to the hay bales and
he faked a note
right
from Henry.
That's how he did it. Okay. And hello, my cat is here and she is schnozzing the mic so you can't see her, but there she is. And he tried to Mindy he tried to talk to her but she couldn't hear him, and he was like, oh snap.
And all of a sudden, all the dominoes come down. He's like, any kid of mine
would have heard me.
Should be able to telepathy. Oh, sorry, mind
talking.
Wolf with me.
Mind speaking.
Mind talking with me. And she can't. So then he's like, ding, 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 ding. Not my kid.
You must. And he lost his temper.
He kills her.
He has decided now. He's decided now that, hey, look, my dad bit me. I'm gonna bite you. We can go be wolves together. And I'm like, do it.
I know. I was like, what's the problem here?
Also, maybe
this is like it's like a ye olde genealogy test. It's
that's pretty
cool.
Great. You are not the father.
Yeah.
But Peter busts in with the axe.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a wee bit of a fight.
Axes him.
I was like, Charlie. Nope. The dad.
Yeah.
He's like, he like does that thing where he like grabs the axe coming to him and he's just like, like it's all easy. Yeah. And all of a sudden he becomes even sexier.
And then his eyes glow.
Even with that haircut. His eyes glow. Yeah, they get like wolfy. And it's like, And then like Peter is like falling backwards and kind of been knocked out a little bit.
Okay.
And then Val's like,
before we get to this bit here, they've been kind of like suspiciously cutting to the basket and being like, something's in the basket. And I was like,
they have been suspiciously
some snacks, but no, it is Gary Oldman's hand that got bit off,
which is what she picked up when she kneeled in front of the church, because everybody just left it because nobody
was like, I'm not
touching
a gross
hand.
So she's got his hand with the silver nails on it, and she stabs her dad. She shanks her dad with the hand.
She shakes her dad.
It's a hand shank.
Peter also hits him in the back.
Yes. Thank you. It's a hand shank.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, so it's a 1-2 mm-hmm. claw and then he out.
But Peter has gotten bit. And then I'm like, do
he got
it.
Bit in the fight.
Just
it,
bite her
it.
Now. Come on.
Just bite us. Turn around and bite her.
What is the issue?
I don't know.
I wrote do it a lot in my notes.
So instead, they decide to cut open Charlie.
Put rocks in him. We know who it is.
Put rocks in him. Chuck him out in the river, and then she gets off the boat and she turns around and Peter's like pushing away and he's like, I can't
again
be with you.
It seems really cold and no one's wearing mittens again. No. Once again.
No, it is cold. There's ice on that water.
You don't want to get frostbite.
I don't know. Maybe they're built of stronger stuff. I don't know.
So, so now they're staring at each other across the water.
Okay. What happens here?
Snow banging, I wrote down. So.
There's some very warm light. There's some a bangity bang. And then here's another. Like, this feels very Twilight to me.
The way they were lying down. Yeah, it was very Twilight Flowers.
Just the way that it like swooshes in and out of the shots and stuff like. I was just kind of like,
why is this so much like Twilight?
Yeah, and then we sort of like back to where they actually are. So I'm like, did she just telepathy that to him, or did he telepathy that to her?
I don't know. Maybe because if he's Wolfie and she is,
he's Wolfie now,
kind of Wolfie,
and she's Wolfie,
but not really.
Oh wait, is it incestuous now?
Ew.
Well,
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't
great.
Think so.
Then why can they hear each other?
Because he's a wolf now, and she's got wolf genes.
It's not because they're of the same
bloodline.
We're not
going to think about it.
Okay, I'm so sorry. That just happened. And it just went to my...
Listen.
I said it out loud as I thought about it, and I'm horrified.
Okay.
Okay, so then he's like, wait, she'll like, I'll wait for you. And he's like, cool. And then I thought that might have been the end of the movie, but
now we
it's
get
not.
An epilogue, obviously. Henry.
We get an epilogue. Voiceover.
Before we go to the epilogue, there's some really beautiful shots of her in her red cape, sort of three-quarter. Yeah. You know, this movie's pretty. It's real pretty.
It's very
beautiful.
Very pretty.
So Henry found his courage and became a knight.
Wait. First, we epilogue on the mom, and it's like, it was the worst winter ever. And her mom's out there like, in her like little macrame top that she's been wearing.
No
time.
Mittens.
Like, put a shawl.
But what I really liked about when it was like mom realized that eventually dad wasn't going to come back. And it's as if the actor was told, they told Virginia Madsen, okay, now realize he's not coming back. And so her face is just like, oh, he's not coming back. It goes inside.
Yeah. It's a bit sort of like, fuck.
Well, God damn it.
Oh, well.
I guess and then there goes that one.
Right?
Yes. Henry's a knight.
Is Henry a knight, or does Henry take over Gary Oldman's spot and do it correctly?
Either or. He is wearing more knightly things rather than, like, the purple, I'm kind of maybe a priest, but I don't know, robes?
Yeah.
Seems to be hanging with Captain.
I feel like the guy behind him was Captain, right? So it's like, I feel like they're off doing, like, chivalrous, goodly deeds somewhere.
I buy
it. And then... Val goes to live in Grandma's house.
Oh,
Good choice.
Me too. That's what I would do.
Yeah. And then she's like, I'm going to put my little cloak on. I'm going to go out with my little basket. I'm going to like, then there's these beautiful flowers out there. She's like, I'm going to go pick this flower. And then wait, what? Who's there?
It's a wolf.
Unnecessary wolf.
Sexy stare.
Like,
at wolf, not Peter.
Here comes.
Wolf.
At wolf. Wolf. And then she's like, what up? Peter, and he's like, what's up, Val? And then it ends. And also has a very Twilight ending sequence.
I would say there's like overlays of like black and white, very artistic looking things, with like things of red here and there that just goes on throughout the whole rest of the credits. And then at the very end, when all the credits are done, we get a little wolf towards the camera. final jump scare, a PG jump scare.
Whee! Now I have to say, there was an alternate ending. I was also very tempted to watch, but it was like a $15 rental, and I was like, ah!
I know.
That's what I was going to do. I was going to go try and look that
up. Pauline and I looked it up. Do you want any guesses as to what the alternate ending is?
They all die. The alternate ending is Claude's alive.
The alternate ending is when she turns and looks at him, she's got a baby in her arms.
Ew.
That's it.
So did they actually, when did they bang? When did they bang?
I guess they did bang in the... I don't know. In a deleted scene?
Emily, when did they bang?
In a deleted scene?
Probably a deleted scene, because it does seem like a ton of time has gone in between.
So,
but this way it reads like that's the first time he's like, because he did say like when he was leaving, he's like, I'm just going to go
I'm going to figure out
together.
How not to kill you when I turn into a wolf.
I'm just going to.
Yeah.
And I read that as like the first time that he was coming back.
Me too. I prefer the real ending rather than the like turn around and have a creepy CG baby, because this is the director of Twilight. Although I don't know if she directed that movie. I don't think she did.
She didn't do that one. She only did the first one.
Maybe it was just a...
You can't put that baby
maybe
on
it was
her.
A 2010s thing. Creepy CG babies. I don't know.
We weren't there yet. Just get a doll. Just
or
use a doll.
A baby.
Better yet, write the kid out.
Yeah. Or just have 10 babies on set and use one baby until you can't use the baby anymore because, okay.
Throw that baby in the trash. Bring on the next baby.
No. There's laws.
What? In the 2010s?
There's laws about babies. You can only have them on set for a certain amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're not throwing them in the trash when we're done with them.
It's a little conveyor belt.
Okay. Conveyor belt of babies. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I guessed.
You did guess. I'm very proud of you.
I also guessed many other people.
You did technically do it, though.
I did technically do it. Yeah. This is like I started sitting back and being like, okay, bring it on. I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun guessing who was
this
who.
Movie was very pretty.
This is obvious. It's not sophisticated.
It's not great
in any way. It's not great. There's some fun stuff. I think she's quite good in this. Like, it's hard to be like the beautiful ingenue and they take away all your agency
and
everything.
Like
I think she did. And I think that she did a pretty good job here. Like, she wasn't whiny. She wasn't useless. Like, I enjoyed it because that could be a very easy thing to, you know,
to just be a little wet blanket
kind of part. I'm just here for my eyeballs, you know? Yeah, I think she did a great job. The guy who played Peter.
He's pretty.
Was okay. I think I read that he was up for Edward in Twilight.
Ah, okay. Oh, yeah. No, I see it.
Mm-hmm. I could see it, too.
He's a bit wooden.
He's a little bit wooden.
Yeah.
Not least because he's a woodchopper man. I'm sorry.
And Henry was...
I said the same thing with...
Fire. Okay.
Henry had some nice moments. I don't think either of them were up to the challenge of elevating this
script.
Well,
it was very obvious when they were in their scene together.
You know, and there's like a more experienced person there that can bring it out of you, and that's like, that's just not a thing you can recreate on your own.
Billy Burke's evil monologue was also a bit flat, but then he got real scary near the end. Julie Christie, grandma Virginia Madsen, loved her too. Like, Vika?
Yep.
Look.
Yeah, there's a lot to like in this movie. If you're okay with your 1300 peasants being exceptionally clean, I don't know. I thought it was, this is pretty fun. It is a fantasy story.
It's very like fall vibes, but also it's snowing. No one's wearing mittens.
I didn't expect to have the fun Agatha Christie at all, locked house feel of guessing who's who. I didn't remember that from back in the day.
I did read a little thing. Like, I think if we had gotten a bit more of a skilled actor for Peter and maybe for Henry, it could have been a bit more interesting. Yeah. I did also read somewhere that, and this could be, I don't even know if this is real, you know, the internet, that Amanda did not like Shiloh because she'd met him at a party and like had made a bad impression. So Catherine had to convince her to work with him. So
I read that too, but you never know. Yeah. Like,
I would say that the chemistry between the two of them was it was fine, but it wasn't hot.
I felt like when they did the hot stuff, the hot stuff was hot.
But they do talk about at one point when she sexy dances with Prudence and pulls him away from the party. Mm-hmm. She's like, "You're burning for me, I can tell." Blah blah blah. And I was like, not really." Yeah. So it would have been, I think, a lot better if we had gotten a chemistry that was super palpable between the two leads.
Yeah, I think that could have elevated it a bit.
It can be tough though.
More.
That can be tough.
It's tricky. And like I said, there's just a sort of overlay of cheapness about the movie that I can't quite put my finger on. But it's fun. Like, this is pretty fun. It's not super gory.
I think I would have liked it if it was more gory.
I would have too. And I don't like gore.
I would have preferred like a rated.
I think it deserved gore.
Yeah, even PG-13 would have been better. I think I'm of the mind where it's like, look, if you're who are you making this for?
Yeah.
If you're going to make this and it's going to be like a grown up, like scary version of the story, just rate it R and go for it. You know what I mean?
Just rate it R and go for it.
Like, give us the shock.
But I do think a PG-13 would have been enough.
For sure.
To give this just a little bit more bite, if you will.
Just a little more. Yeah.
A little bit more nom nom.
A little more nom noms. Of both the gory and the schmexy kind. Nom nom. Okay. All right. Well, I think I've embarrassed myself enough for one day.
Have you?
Pauline.
Emily.
If you look at the chart, would you say, is this movie redeemable?
Howl
yeah. I concur.
It's redeemable.
Trying to think of wolf pun.
The best I could do. I'm so sorry.
I'm positive that I concur.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Good stuff. I love it. I keep looking over at my chart.
I believe in a chart as well. Yes.
What are we doing next, girl?
Oh, okay. So we are either doing The Sleeping Beauty with Spock in it, or we're doing Moonfall. But we need to be in person to do Moonfall, I think, because we're going to
torture
a certain wonderful husband of yours by making him watch this movie. Either one of those. We'll see how it works out.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Very excited.
Yeah. Cool. Well, it's our first redeemable. Yay!
Yes!
We did it.
I was going to sing it, but we have a track for that.
Okay.
So excited.
Well, thanks for hanging out with me and talking about the movies. Mm. And thank you, listeners, for listening. There's 10 of you. Thank 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 you. And thank you. Follow us on Instagram. At No Redeeming Feature.
We're funny.
Yeah, I think so.
As long as you and I think we're funny, that's really all that matters.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm so glad I took that note about Sketch Guy goes down to what he loves.
Not Sketch Guy.
He's one of my favorite things about this movie. He's like, I gotta sketch this wolf. It's a really good sketch.
He's like, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's just like the town caricaturist taking one for the team.
Oh, no, he's gonna take our pictures now.
Poor little guy.